You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Falcons are 1-1 after their win in Oakland last week. The Saints sitting at 0-2 after their narrow defeat in New York against the Giants. I must admit, Gil, I was surprised that the Atlanta Falcons went into Oakland and won last week. A big result for the franchise going into this divisional clash, Gil.
Yeah, you know, I want to say that I'm surprised. I certainly didn't predict it. I stayed off that game. But with the Falcons and the Raiders, you're just kind of getting the same thing you've always gotten. I think the Raiders, all the promise in the world, great offense, terrible defense. Although, really, the Raiders' defense ought to improve. I'm not really sure why they're as bad as they were last year. Mm. Maybe it's just a small sample size of 2 weeks. But Atlanta, yeah, Matt Ryan. Bit of a resurgence here through 2 weeks, Dave. Leads the NFL in yards per pass attempt, 10.0. Passer rating, 121.4. Trust me, that's good. 5 touchdowns against just 1 pick. 200-300-yard games so far versus Tampa Bay. And as you say, at Oakland. So, boy, the Falcons couldn't have asked for more. The issue with both of these teams, just from a macro perspective, is sort of that we need to understand what they are off the field before we understand what they are on the field. And what that is that there's a salary cap in the National Football League. You're only allowed to pay all of your players a total amount of money every year, and every team has to abide by that. Well, with the Falcons and the Saints, they are strapped with two veteran quarterbacks in Matt Ryan and Drew Brees, which informs us as to why they can't really improve elsewhere, specifically on the defensive side of the ball. Drew Brees, before he restructured just before the season, was a $30 million cap hit to the Saints, which was the biggest cap hit of any player in the league before the restructure. Now, it's not restructured that far down. He's still a huge cap hit. Matt Ryan is 20-some million dollars against the Falcons' cap hit. That's like a huge percentage of the entire pie that these teams can pay their players. And why is that? It's because these guys are veteran quarterbacks who have had lots of success. They're on, you know, not only their, not certainly not their first contract, but on their second contract, and in Brees' case, beyond that. And neither of these teams has the ability to cut these guys. They can't cut Drew Brees and Matt Ryan. They have to have these guys as their quarterback. There's no better alternative, or else you're telling your fans, man, are we going to suck? So they're stuck kind of in this strange area where, well, there's not really that many great NFL quarterbacks. We got to stick with our guys, and yet we know for every dollar we spend to them, we're not improving the defense. So both of these teams are very similar, Dave. Great offenses, or at least expect great things from their offense, and don't expect much from their defense. And New Orleans is the same. Their defense looks awful, and their defense was horrific, almost historically so last year. So the total is high because of that. And, you know, really, honestly, there's the football angle on this game, and then there's what's happening off the field that's even more interesting, I think, on Monday night.
53.5, that total, Gil. You made mention of that, which is the highest total on the board this week. I suppose the surprising thing, you're talking about two high-octane offenses and two pretty dismal defenses on Monday night, Gil. The surprise was, if you'd said to me that the New Orleans Saints would hold the Giants to 16 points last week, I'd have assumed that Drew Brees would generate enough offense for them to usurp that total, Gil, but it never happened.
You're very right. Look, I think in every NFL schedule, in every NFL season, there are enough games played that there's always going to be one or two that make no sense whatsoever. And I think that Saints-Giants game last week, and again, I had the Giants giving, I think it was 4.5, and they only won by 3. That game made no sense. Every time the score flashed up, it was 0-0. And you expected that game to be, you know, really high scoring. And I kept looking, the score, I was like, that has to be a mistake. Like, how is this game not a field goal? What is going on? And the Giants essentially won that game on a blocked field goal return for a touchdown. So they didn't even do it on offense. So a very strange game. You're right. But I just would throw that out.
Yes.
It's sort of like dirty data. I don't think we can learn anything from that game. I just think it was just one of those things where it played out the way it played out. I think this is an atmosphere that is going to be something much different. This is the 10-year anniversary, almost the day this will be. It'll be one day, I think, off from being the exact 10-year anniversary of the return to the Superdome after Hurricane Katrina. So they are going to play up this anniversary 10 years ago when the Saints returned to the Superdome. And the Superdome essentially became a shelter for people in New Orleans post Hurricane Katrina in 2006 and was unusable. It was damaged as well in the hurricane. And when it finally came back to football usage, it was a frenzied crowd. It's a famous game, iconic game in Saints history, where a gentleman named Steve Gleason blocked a punt, returned it for a touchdown, and sent the Saints on their way to victory. And it was just a frenzied crowd that had more to do with the emotion of people coming back to living a normal life in New Orleans than it did about any single football game. Well, Steve Gleason suffers from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. He will be at this game as a sort of emotional reminder of that night 10 years ago. The Saints crowd is going to be in a frenzy for this one. It's going to be a different kind of atmosphere on Monday night. And keep in mind, this is all against the backdrop, Dave, and excuse me for babbling here about this, but this is all against the backdrop of the fact that this is going to be the night where we have the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. So the Saints and the Falcons, New Orleans and Atlanta, those two markets will be glued to their televisions watching this football game. But the rest of the country is going to be sort of looking with two eyes at two different things. And I think the Twitterverse, no, that's going to be crazy Monday night here in the States, Tuesday morning for you guys, while that debate is going on, while this football is going on. So a lot's going on Monday night with all of that as a backdrop.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.